Brought to you by Commissario Tequila, the official tequila of the JT the Brick Show.
It's time for JT the Brick.
I'm rolling today. Vegas is the sports and entertainment capital of the world. No debate. Every day we have the ability to talk Raiders, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about this time of year. There's never an off season in the Raider Nation. I've done this rodeo before. Do we all agree?
Here we go again.
Hey, girls.
JT the Brick.
We want to put guests and callers on the radio who can make an impact. We're going to talk sports, all different types of sports, because we do a sports talk show. We have the best fans in all sports calling this show for over a quarter century. We hope that remains the same whenever you want to pick up the phone. Enjoy everything we do, and please always feel welcome to call in and to tweet and to be a part of the show. It's Big Boy Radio. Are you with me? What do you got? You, the Raider Nation, have an opinion. Use the phone like a weapon.
And now,
this is completely BS.
Here's JT the Brick.
All right, hour number two of the show, JT, and it's here. The league year is now open. How about that? New Year's Eve in the NFL, it starts right now. The league year is official, so everything that's happened, we could now talk about it legally. Which we weren't going to break the law, the Twitter law, but we can talk about it now because we're the flagship of the Raiders, and unlike other stations, we cannot talk about things being official until right this minute. I mean this minute. So does everybody understand that? Now you can come in and talk about the Raiders. Christian Wilkins, all the players that were signed, the players that are being let go, it is official right now. Let's take advantage of that. Let's be Big Boy Radio again today. Let's get people going. I even had Max Crosby call in the first hour of the show. He was fired up. Let's get some fans fired up here. It feels like it's like July 4th and the radio station's closed. Let's celebrate the Raiders. It's officially the new league year, and I'm on the radio to talk to Raider fans about this. I'm excited. So far, I think the Raiders have done a pretty good job. They got an elite defensive tackle. They got an elite defensive tackle that's going to play next to Max Crosby. Notice I didn't ask him about that when Max was on because I couldn't. Could insinuate it, but now we can. So you got one of the best defensive lines in all of football now. I know there are a bunch of fans that were hoping that Khalil Mack could be reunited with the Raiders. I thought that'd be nice too. You know, Khalil's on the back end of his career, but every time he plays against the Raiders, he seems to have 5 or 6 sacks. Would have been a nice addition to take him away from the Chargers, but he restructured his deal, and he's going to stay there. The Raiders went out and obviously cut Hunter Renfrow and Jimmy Garoppolo. No surprise there. That is now official as we welcome in the 2024 league year. Free agency can now officially begin. And there are, for some teams, they had to wait. They had to wait because they were not under the cap. The Chargers put out a tweet saying goodbye to Mike Williams. They said, thank you. It's a good player. It's a good player. Fortunately, he wasn't healthy all the time when we had to play Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. I'll tell you, we've done pretty good against those guys considering they're never healthy. And some of the other deals that could be pending as we move forward here. So I think the big storyline for the Raiders here is they filled the need that they've struggled with. The Raiders have struggled from Mike Mayock as the GM through Dave Ziegler of getting defensive tackles. There have been some good players. John Jenkins, good player. You look at some of the guys in the interior, Bilal Nichols, other players who were here, but now we got a stud. We got an absolute stud for the Raiders who can make a difference at defensive tackle. I think being all pro, Aaron Donald's the best defensive tackle in football. Okay, Christian Wilkins is in the top three. Top four. Well, if he has a big year because Max Crosby is getting double teamed. Every time I watch Max play, he's getting triple teamed and held. Now you got a defensive tackle that you have to double team there also. That could be a big deal for the Silver and Black. So that deal is official. I haven't taken a call on him yet either because nothing was official here, and I'm excited that the Raiders were able to get Christian Wilkins official. That's a 4-year, $110 million contract that includes $84.75 million guaranteed. A lot of money for a player who has to be productive. Andre James re-signs on a 3-year, $24 million contract, $16 million in guarantees. Is that a good deal? Yeah, I think it's a pretty good deal. Andre James is a good player. Is he elite? Is he a Pro Bowler? No. Does he have an opportunity to grow into that position and be a Pro Bowler? Yes. And it means a lot that Tom Telesco didn't let him out of the building and didn't let him be a free agent. So I'm okay with that. That makes sense for a lot of people there because the Raiders did not lose a player. Now, former Browns tight end Harrison Bryant reached agreement on the Raiders deal for 1 year at $3.25 million. Danny pulled the highlight so far of him when he was with Cleveland, and now this guy comes to the silver and black.
T formation. And out of the T, play fake. DTR throws, caught, touchdown, Harrison Bryant.
Harrison Bryant from DTR, the quarterback of Bishop Gorman back in the day. How about that one there? So that's interesting. So they got a guy that's going to replace Hooper, as Vic Tafer tweeted out, a replacement for Hooper backing up Michael Mayer. And that's really important, too, because Michael Mayer's got to have a breakout year this year. Michael Mayer's got to be ready to play. Also, the Raiders brought back running back Amir Abdullah. He re-signed with the Raiders. And then finally, Gardner Minshew, a 2-year, $25 million deal that includes $15 million fully guaranteed. Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero on that report there as we look. So that's what the Raiders have done. I think it was important to bring back Andre James. Because if the Raiders lost Andre James, who can play guard and center, I mean, come on. The Raiders would have had to get three offensive linemen, one in free agency. They would have had to get another one, and we know the Raiders got to get one in the draft. And then I'm fascinated about what you think about Gardner Minshew. Because there are Raider fans that are like, wow, this is good. That's a good player. We got a good quarterback in the room. He's got the swagger. He's got the look. And he's going to be a nice addition to the Raiders if the Raiders start him or they need him as a backup. But I also know a lot of other Raider fans who are upset that the Raiders don't have some fairy dust, a new quarterback who exists somewhere in the Milky Way that we haven't gotten yet that we might have screwed up and not got. Who is that quarterback? I gave you Baker Mayfield last year. You didn't take the bait. I gave you Baker last year. We didn't get him. Russell Wilson seemed like a good fit, but you didn't think he was a good locker room fit, but Pittsburgh did. Okay, that to me is a really good topic that no one wants to bite on. I'll leave that one outside because that just infuriates people on the interweb where people go crazy. Wouldn't it have been amazing if we had Russell Wilson? Not because he's going to be great. I'm not saying he would have been great. He's just a good player. How many Raider fans would have lost their mind over the last week? If I went to the phones right now and said Russell Wilson's the quarterback of the Raiders, we would have had to call AT&T and send out a technician because Raider fans would have said the hell with them, just like they did with Josh McDaniels. So hallelujah, we don't have to deal with that. But now you got Gardner Minshew. And why? Here's why the Raiders got Gardner Minshew, in my humble opinion. Because they had to grab a quarterback because the backup quarterback market was moving like a freight train. Freight train. Monday afternoon into Tuesday, and the Raiders and Telesco did a great job. Remember, you're sitting on the side of a railroad track, and all the backup quarterbacks are coming, going fast. Tom Telesco threw his pole and net out there, and boom, got Gardner Minshew. Is he the answer to all the Raiders' woes? No, he's not. But if he has to play, can he play? What is the pulse of the Raider fans on Gardner Minshew? Is this a guy that you want to see start? Because if you get a rookie, he ain't starting. And we all get that? Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, they're not starting. Most likely, it's impossible for them to start week one with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell in the building. And what does that say about them? So as of today, if I ask you to choose between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, who you got? Who you got? Cat got your tongue? We only got two quarterbacks. No more Jimmy. No more Hoyer. No more Derek Carr. He ain't walking back into the building. Those are the quarterbacks. I'm good with it because I know Antonio Pierce likes Aiden O'Connell a lot. Help him keep his job from interim to full-time head coach. And who doesn't like Gardner Minshew? He seems to be pretty cool. He's got swagger. I think he's a pretty good player. Do I want to see him start 17 games? Ooh. I don't know about that one. I don't know if I want him to start 17 games. That means we didn't get Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy. And if we get those guys, I want them starting by week 5 or week 4 or week 7. It's a complicated issue. So yesterday I had the pleasure of hosting a Chalk Talk with Rich Gannon. He was remarkable. I mean, it really felt like there was a coach standing up in front of me. And what he said about Gardner Minshew was, Gardner Minshew demands respect in the huddle. You know who else did? Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon told the story when he took over the Raiders in 1999. He went into John Gruden's office and said, these guys don't practice. They don't practice hard. I'm there a half hour early, and these guys are 10 minutes late. And Rich Gannon had to stand in front of the team at a team meeting because he came from Kansas City and Marty Schottenheimer, where in 1998-99 there was so much more buttoned up than the Raiders when it came to personnel. And Gannon said, I'm going to go out in front of this whole team and tell them. And you know what Rich said after that? The players who didn't believe were all let go. Rich Gannon had that much juice that he had the balls to stand in front of the Raider organization at a team meeting and said, you don't practice right, you practice to lose, you don't practice to win. The players that he indirectly pointed out were no longer there. John Gruden respected him that much, and Al Davis, that they got rid of the guys who didn't believe. Rich said that Gardner Minshew is the type of guy that gets into the huddle, puts his knee on the ground, looks at his team, and everybody listens to. And he can get in the face of any player in the huddle and get in their face and get them to play better. That was nice to hear because Rich Gannon really believed in that. We didn't dive too deeply into the quarterback market because we don't know what the Raiders are going to be able to do. But I'm excited at least to have Gardner Minshew in the building. I was also excited with Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that these guys come in when they're healthy. They're supposed to be able to do their job. And I think that Gardner Minshew, if he's called on to be the starter or to initially back up Aiden O'Connell, that's going to be one of the premier backup quarterbacks or a starter that can win games. If this Raider defense gets a little bit better, and they got better with Christian Wilkins, I think this team's going to win a lot of games on defense where a guy like Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell can manage the game. Ooh, I said it. Manage the game and be able to come in there and make a couple of throws to win the game. I've seen Gardner Minshew do it a couple of times against the Raiders. Will in Denver as we begin this hour here on the flagship. What's going on, Will?
How you doing, JT?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to Hunter Renfrow. Man, he was so much fun to watch as a Raider. Here in Denver, when he got drafted, the local radio made fun of the pick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he made some Broncos look silly over the years. We're going to miss him.
Yeah.
I coach a football team here, and one of the plays that I show my team at the beginning of every year is Hunter blowing up. I can't remember who it was on the Chargers, but on the fake punt and him making the read and just being a football player.
Right.
And that's something that we're going to miss. But, you know, good luck to him as long as he's not playing against us. Mm-hmm. We'll cheer for him every weekend. But I'll tell you what, and I love what you just said about Rich, because when I heard that the Raiders signed Gardner, you know, I don't think he's going to be a Rich Gannon, but he's got that ability to kind of take over a game. And when Rich Gannon came to the Raiders, I would say everybody across the league would have maybe put him in the game manager category
sure.
And ended up winning an MVP and taking the Raiders to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think we got some bigger and brighter days ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to miss Josh, one of the greatest Raider running backs of all time, competitor and the absolute dog mentality. But I think he taught Zeus a little bit of that. So I think that we're in good enough shape in the backfield. But, you know, again, looking forward to seeing what we do with these guys. I know we got to get a quarterback in the draft. And let's just hope Aiden and Gardner can carry the torch until we get this other guy ready.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call. Opens up a line for everybody else on what the Raiders need to do at the quarterback position. As the league year is officially open and official, the Baltimore Ravens just put out a tweet. It's official. King Henry. Okay, they get Derrick Henry to come in there. We're seeing teams. Philadelphia Eagles just made it official with Saquon Barkley. The Raiders lose Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. You know, getting back to Rich's career, as I was there for that, and Rich came in and he played for the Raiders from 99 to 2004. He broke his neck. Rich Gannon almost, you know, he got knocked out of taking the Raiders to a Super Bowl because Tony Siragusa fell on him in the AFC Championship game and blew out his shoulder in a game where the Raiders were the better team. They would have won that game with a healthy Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon lost the tuck rule game. Rich was on the field, and the team was winning when the fumble happened. One of the fans yesterday said, it's a fumble. Rich said, I know. So that was another Super Bowl opportunity for Rich Gannon. In Rich Gannon's 5 years with the Raiders, 99 to 2004, he went to four Pro Bowls. Four. Two times he was an All-Pro. He was an MVP of the league and played in two AFC championship games and a Super Bowl. I don't think Gardner Minshew is going to do that. I don't know, but Gardner Minshew has a similar background to Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon came in from Kansas City. He got a four-year, $16 million contract. He laughed yesterday. At the time, it was a lot of money. 4 years, $16 million. You think he outperformed that contract? It's a different era, and it wasn't that long ago. It was a while ago, but we're talking up to, you know, 2002, 3, 4, as Rich Gannon played for this team. I don't know what the comparison is to Gardner Minshew. I mean, that's a good topic. I don't read texts. I read my Twitter. I don't know who to compare him to. I mean, Danny, you've been following football a while. When you say Gardner Minshew, no one comes to your mind saying, wow, he reminds me of blank.
No, not really.
Yeah, not really. I mean, that's not a knock on him. He doesn't remind me of Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't remind, I don't know who he reminds, doesn't remind me of John Elway or Peyton Manning, but he's his own guy, and he's a Raider, and the Raiders are happy to have him here. There was a reason Tom Telesco brought in his first ever quarterback, and it was Gardner Minshew. They were planning on doing this because they pulled the trigger before he went somewhere else. I'm telling you, Jacoby Brissett was probably the other choice, and he got $8 million to play for the Patriots, and the Patriot fans aren't really happy, and they like Jacoby Brissett from his years back there. The quarterback market changed drastically, and I think the Raiders, this is just my opinion, we'll talk to Tom Telesco when it's official. I really believe it just came down to the fact that they had to get a quarterback. I mean, if they didn't get a quarterback and get Gardner Minshew, where'd we be today? What would we be doing? Drew Lock? I like Drew Lock, actually. I think he played a game with broken ribs against the Raiders, which I was at. He's a tough guy. Sam Darnold? If you told me Sam Darnold was competing against Aiden O'Connell, I'd be like, yeah, all right. He's going to start in Minnesota. Weren't going to get Kirk Cousins. Weren't going to get Russell Wilson. Couldn't get Baker Mayfield, which kind of pisses me off because Baker Mayfield wanted to be a Buccaneer. I wish Baker Mayfield would have hit free agency. I would have loved to have watched that for an hour. If Baker Mayfield was available and teams were out there and the Buccaneers had the first right to negotiate with them, and they did. So they got Baker Mayfield there. Everybody's freaking out today because of the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys have done absolutely nothing. Blank. You go to NFL.com, blank. They haven't done anything. They didn't bring in a player at all. And I'm sitting here going, how did Jerry Jones not get one of three guys that were right there for him? Because Tony Pollard left to the Titans. So I think that Jerry Jones was looking at Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Derrick Henry on a roster that's a playoff roster. They were the two seed in the NFC. They don't have a running back. And they didn't get Josh Jacobs. How the hell did Josh Jacobs not go to Dallas and he went to Green Bay? Because he got more guarantees on a one-year deal. Also, another topic we threw out in hour number one, if you're joining us in your lunch hour this hour, why do you believe Hunter Renfrow is gone? What was the disconnect with Hunter Renfrow at 702-365-9200? I think that Hunter Renfrow, I thought the last regime that came in didn't like the setup with him when they got here in the fact that, not with the contract extension, I don't believe that they thought he was the player that they initially got. And I know that to be true because they never got him in the game and they never threw him the ball. I hate to be Captain Obvious, but what the hell happened with Hunter Renfrow that he fell off a cliff from 100-plus catches down to barely even getting targeted and getting in the game? That, to me, is one of the most confusing topics in recent Raider history on how that could happen. And in regards to what the Raiders now have in store with this defense, you know, I threw out Devin White a while ago and got a lot of pushback from Raider fans at 26 years old. They just don't think he's a good fit because he was benched at one point last year. Look, we brought in Denzel Perryman, who was a good player, nowhere near as good as Devin White at 26. Patrick Queen just got away to go to Pittsburgh. Oh, my God, I would have loved to have had Patrick Queen coming off the year that he's had. He's never missed a game, but I think his price was a little bit expensive. And you know why the Steelers got Patrick Queen is because they only paid $1.2 million for Russell Wilson. pretty amazing when you don't have to spend any money on a quarterback that you have. You can go out and get a Pro Bowl a linebacker. Now, a lot of Raider fans don't think there's a need at the linebacker position because of Robert Spillane and Divine Diablo and Luke Masterson. I disagree. I think that the Raiders need an elite linebacker like they need an elite right tackle. And as we take a look at the free agents that are still available around the league, you know, the Raiders have an opportunity now to figure out what they want to do with the remaining free agents that are there. And the remaining free agency with the tracker that I have here in front of me, there aren't many players. You know, you hear that term, we went cherry picking and we went out and got the best players available. Tyron Smith is still available. The tackle. We got Colton Miller. We just lost Jermaine Illuminor. Tyron Smith is 33 years old. He's unbelievable. Last year he played. Look at this. He's doing massive raise. That's why everybody's staying away from him. He played 942 snaps, including the playoffs, which is the highest total since 2018. Calvin Ridley's still available. They just added NFL.com to their list of available free agents, Mike Williams. Mike Williams is now ranked 12th overall in NFL.com's 100 top free agents. He's 29 years old. He's a great X receiver there, but I don't think he's a fit for the Raiders. But Tom Telesco had him his entire career. So I don't think Mike Williams is coming here because I think another team's going to pounce on that because the Raiders have Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers. But would you add Mike Williams in for the right price? Kendall Fuller is the best cornerback available at the age of 29. He's a very good player, and I can't believe he's still available because he was ranked number 19 overall in his bio here, 5'11", 198 pounds out of Virginia Tech, and a player that could come in and really fill a need for the Raiders. You know, losing Amik Robertson to me isn't the end of the world, but he had a good year last year. Amik stepped up, especially in games where we needed him. Stephon Gilmore is available at the age of 33. One of the best free agent pickups in recent years. He helped the Cowboys. Excellent veteran. Multiple Super Bowl champion. Still a starter. Figures to be one of the guys this season. He's an instant upgrade for virtually every team. Other than his age at 33, Stephon Gilmore on a one-year deal with the Raiders. Prove it year at the end of his career. Wow. Would I love that. And then the rest of it, you're going through the players that are left. Arik Armstead, Chase Young, don't think they're needs for the Raiders. Jadeveon Clowney, the safety, Julian Blackman from the Colts. Justin Simmons, really good player from Denver. He's only 30 years old. And he's not going to break the bank, and I think the Raiders are happy with Trayvon Merrigan, Marcus Epps at this position. Trent Brown is available at offensive tackle. He's an absolute... Let me bite my tongue. I'm not on satellite radio. We don't need him. And other than that, the best offensive lineman available at 27 would be Connor Williams. He would have been one of the most highly sought after interior line free agents if he didn't tear his ACL late in this past season here, but a really good player there. So the league year is open. We're open for business here. What do you think is the best move that the Raiders made so far? And what is the move that you think the Raiders should make next? Because if the Raiders don't make a move here in the next hour or two, I think they're doing what the rest of the league is. They're positioning themselves to try to really look at that cap number and know exactly what they have heading into the draft. And the San Francisco 49ers officially just released. Rick Armstead is officially released. The Bears have agreed to terms for quarterback Brett Rippon on a one-year contract. He'll be in that room with Caleb Williams most likely. I also think we should welcome Gerald Williams to the show today. Wilkins, to the show today because we just had Max Crosby on. So I'd like to hear some fans welcome his new partner here. And Max Crosby was fantastic. I'll be the MC for his gala tomorrow night at UFC Apex. Mark Davis will be there. Sandra Douglas Morgan. Dana White. Going to be a big crew in attendance here as Max kicks off his foundation, which is a big moment in his life, and he was kind enough to join us a little bit earlier in the show. 702-365-9200. No live stream today. We did one last night and had a lot of fun with free agency as we continue. Terrible news for my Yankees. Oh, Terrible news for my Yankees and Gerrit Cole, and even Judge is hurt. Raider Nation, we got a couple of remotes coming up. Tomorrow I'll be live at the Thomas and Mack from noon to 2 ahead of UNLV, San Diego State. You better believe that's a must-win game for the Rebels.
Petrangelo's going to lob it up ahead. Eichel and Carlson looking to race to the net. It's Eichel, and he scores! What a win for the Golden Knights! Jack Eichel in overtime from 4-2 down in the third to a 5-4 win!
Welcome back to the JT the Brick Show, brought to you by The Black Hole. Become a member of football's most notorious fans.
That was amazing. If you got a chance to see the Vegas Golden Knights last night, I did. And for Eichel to win the game and for them to win it 5-4, that was a huge win. Down 4-2 in the third. Unbelievable win for the Vegas Golden Knights. That's the power that they have if they're going to defend the cup and win, is they have too many good goal scorers, too many players that could step up and do a big job and get your goal. Marchessault, Carlson, Eichel, everybody who was able to step up. That's a great win. And again, this town, we are the only hockey station in town. I'm looking at it across the hallway, right? We have the flagship for the hockey team. I know hockey my whole life. We have got to wake up this city. I blanked and moaned last year and we won the cup. Do you remember that? Anybody want to not give me a pat on the back, but you remember me howling last year going, come on, everybody, let's go. We're in Vegas, let's go. And we won the cup. We're a Stanley Cup winning city. We got one radio station across the hall, and they don't have a show on at noon. No one's fault. We don't have a lineup for 9 hours of hockey. No city does, right? In New York, they got WFAN. They got, you know, a lineup. They do a little bit of hockey. Boomer Esiason does some hockey in the morning. If this was Canada, there'd be six hockey stations on in the city. We got one. We have got to graduate to a Stanley Cup winning city. I mean, we got a couple of guys in the building that talk hockey, and no one else in the city does via media. Other than the TV guys, Vince Sapienza is phenomenal at what he does. Oh, my God. He just kills it. And you get people that cover it on the news, but you're supposed to cover it on the news. You got a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news. But when it comes to the media here in town, I am literally the only voice right now in the city of Las Vegas saying Golden Knights. Maybe a podcast that I'm not aware of. I mean, come on, man. We got the Stanley Cup champs in this town. Incredible when they win a game like last night. Pro Football Focus put out their top signings, and the Raiders obviously have one of the top signings. It was right there. Christian Wilkins signed for Las Vegas, 4 years, $110 million. Right behind Chris Jones, who re-signed with Kansas City, 5 years, $158 million. Justin Matabuke signed with Baltimore for 4 years, $98 million. Leonard Williams, the other defensive tackle, re-signed with Seattle, 3 years, $64 million. Seattle made him a free agent. He was a free agent, and I think Seattle thought they were going to lose him. There were no takers for him, and Seattle signed him at a cheaper price. So the Raiders have the second-best interior lineman available behind Chris Jones, and the only other one I think is better than him in the league is most likely Aaron Donald. So the Raiders already had a big splash overall. And as we take a look at quarterbacks here, as we opened up the show at quarterback, here are the quarterbacks that are currently signed before I get out to Big Al. Kirk Cousins, $180 million over 4 years. He'll get all of it. The guy's amazing. He'll get all of it. He's young enough. He still feels like Kirk Cousins has been in the league 15 years. No, Kirk Cousins is going to get all that money. Baker Mayfield, Tampa Bay, 3 years, $100 million even. Ryan Tannehill, unsigned. He's the best quarterback available as the league year just opened. Russell Wilson, $1.2 million. But he's getting all that money coming in from Denver. Gardner Minshew, next on the list. This is according to Pro Football Focus. They rank Gardner Minshew behind Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, Baker Mayfield, and Kirk Cousins. So he's in the middle of the pack. He's not down there for Raider Nation. Jacoby Brissett, 1 year in New England, $8 million. Jameis Winston, who I love. I'm a big fan of Jameis. He'll back up in Cleveland for 1 year, $4 million. And Deshaun Watson's never available. He might play. Tyrod Taylor, he signed with the Jets 2 years, Reports say something like $16 million. Sam Darnold, 1 year with Minnesota. Drew Lock, 1 year with the Giants. And the only other quarterbacks that are available are Tyler Huntley, Joshua Dobbs, and Mason Rudolph. Let me make that point and emphasize it again. I don't think anybody's getting what I'm saying today. If we didn't get Gardner Minshew yesterday or the day before, I don't even remember what day it was, we would have had to choose between Drew Lock, Joshua Dobbs, Mason Rudolph, and Jacoby Brissett. Way to go, Tom Telesco. I totally get why he did the deal. Big Al in San Francisco is up next. What's happening, Big Al? How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. Just driving up to the hills for a couple of days, a little bit of nice. R&R and getting out of the four walls I've been seeing in San Francisco for such a long time.
Good for you.
So, following the free agent thing and so forth, it leads me to believe that the Raiders' number one priority should be, and I like the GM. I think that the Raiders have done some very good things since November 1st. I got to think they're looking offensive line, and I hope that they're looking for offensive line. Round one, the guy starts. Round two, if the guy doesn't start, then you go away from offensive line, and then you go down at round four and get an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. This draft for the Raiders can catapult them into being a serious contender for the division, but they got to fill the holes on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about the Josh Jacobs issue. I don't think he just might not have wanted to come back because he probably felt he was terribly mistreated, and I can understand why. New regime notwithstanding, but I want to see them go out and get an offensive lineman that they can be able to plug in there for the next 10 years as somebody who's going to be, he's our guy, he's going to be a Pro Bowler, and we can be able to run behind him. Oh, and by the way, our quarterback, whoever that might end up being in the next 3 to 5 years, is going to be able to be well protected.
Yeah, but Big Al, you make a great point. You've been calling me for years all the way back to the Bay. This is an opportunity with the 13th pick overall to get a starting rookie right tackle, starter. I'm not developing any more players. You cannot develop players with Max Crosby, who joined us an hour ago, Devontae Adams, and Christian Wilkins. You cannot develop we're going to sit a right tackle out or a guard and take him in the first round. So you got to, that's why I want to get a right tackle today in free agency so we can get one in the second or third round. When you mention offensive linemen, do you want to go O-line before a quarterback? Because this is one of the great quarterback drafts. We might not see another one like this for 3 or 4 years.
In this situation with the Raiders, and as I look at them, I would love to see them get that O-lineman before quarterback because I think that you've got to be able to protect this guy. The Raiders have had a very hard time on the offensive line over the last several years. I think that, whether it's McConnell, Minshew, or they pick up somebody else, could be more than a serviceable quarterback. If they can get the ball into Devontae's hands, if they can get the ball into Tucker's hands,
right,
if they can make Mayer into a reasonable piece as part of this offense, and if they really believe in White, and that's why they let Jacobs walk, okay, you got to have that line in front, because if you don't, it's not going to work out. So I'm much more about the offensive line, to be frank with you, than I am the quarterback.
Yeah, and I respect your opinion. Thanks a lot. Big Al's a sharp guy. He works in professional sports, and he could be right. That opens up another topic for everybody. Is the offensive line more important than the quarterback, the developing quarterback? It's a great topic, because as of now, you look at losing Jermaine Illuminor, having Thayer Mumford, the depth that the Raiders don't have on the offensive line. They got to get an offensive lineman in here. And I'm looking at best available. There's not a lot of choices in free agency. That's why it's imperative that the Raiders get an offensive lineman early in this draft. But I'm not the guy to talk to about that, Danny, because I'm the guy that wants Jaden Daniels in the first round. Not guaranteeing anything. I like J.J. McCarthy now a lot better after watching him at the Combine. Okay, Michael Penix Jr. at 13. His grade isn't 13 overall. It's not. Bo Nix's grade is not 13 overall. But if you told me that the Raiders took Michael Penix at 13 or Bo Nix at 13 because they were going to be gone by 18 and 20, which they will be, I take them. I want to get a quarterback early and park him. Because we got Gardner Minshew. If we didn't get Gardner Minshew, then I'd be like, all right, let's mortgage everything and go up and do it. But I don't know what Tom Telesco wants to do. He seems to be really sharp. He's busy today. Gannon was in there yesterday with him. So Rich told me he was in the building with Tom Telesco. He was in the building with Max Crosby and others. And this is complicated. At the chalk talk we did yesterday at Allegiant Stadium, I said exactly, I'm not concerned, but it's very complicated to me on how the Raiders are going to get a quarterback. Very complicated. Because there's only going to be a couple of dance partners out there. You know, a lot of Raider fans are telling me on Twitter, well, there's no dance partner for a trade. There's always a dance partner for a trade. There's always someone there. And now that Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta, that takes Atlanta out of the quarterback market. And you look at the Patriots, I think, want to get out of the quarterback market. They just got Jacoby Brissett. If they didn't get Jacoby Brissett yesterday, they literally didn't have a quarterback. So what I think they're going to do is they're going to stand pat at number three and take Jaden Daniels or Drake May at three, because they're going to have a tremendous mentor in the building in Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is going to be the mentor to Jaden Daniels or Drake May. That's a good guy to have in the quarterback room. That's a hell of a guy, Jacoby Brissett. I don't want him to be my starting quarterback, but, man, he's a good mentor. And so is Gardner Minshew a good mentor. Aiden O'Connell's not a mentor. He's a rookie last year. He's not there to mentor Jaden Daniels or whoever's available, J.J. McCarthy. So it's complicated. And I wasn't very good at math. I'm the only guy that's ever graduated college, Danny, without taking math or science. Like, you know, I was a major in a fraternity. That was about it. But this seems very complicated to me. And doing this long, sometimes it's real easy. You got the first pick overall. It's really easy to take Jamarcus Russell, number one. Really easy. And the Maverick, Al Davis, the legend, they did it because he deserved to be the number one pick. He was by far the number one pick. Everyone wanted Jamarcus Russell, and if they didn't take him one, 10 teams would have took him at two. You can't say that about Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy. So this one's a little bit more complicated to me because the Raiders have the powder. They have the money in free agency still. They went with Gardner Minshew. They have the draft equity to trade two first-round picks. Why not? Trade two, go get Jaden Daniels. If no one wants to trade with the Raiders at number three or high up there, they're not going to get him. So it's complicated to me. Mike from La Casa Cigars. Love Mike and everything he does there, Mike. How you doing, buddy? Hey, what do you think?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We got a remote a week from Friday over there, so I'm excited to come out there. We'll have some of our friends from the Black Hole, a lot of other friends there. So drink specials. Get those Modellos for me ready to go.
Oh, they'll be ready for you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I'm with you on this. I think we need to go a quarterback first. I mean, I know we need a right tackle. But I wouldn't mind getting a right tackle in the second round of the draft, or even a right tackle on free agency just for depth. Mm-hmm. But this is not a developmental year for any player, I don't think. I mean, we need a quarterback. Gardner Minshew can mentor a rookie. You never know, though. O'Connell could beat them both out.
Yeah, you are right.
But I'd like to see quarterback first. We haven't done well on our first-round picks in, God, the last, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
So trading away two first-round picks for a solid quarterback that could be the face of the team for, you know, the next 5 to 10 years, I'd rather take a shot at that first. I mean, and the offensive line wasn't the – they didn't play well in the beginning of the year. But as the year got along, they gelled a little better. I don't think that's a first round pick for us at right tackle. I think they could be okay, but we do need to pick one up. It's just where we pick them up from, second round, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, the second round off right tackle is important, but he's not going to start. Mike, I got to run. I'll see you out there pretty quick.
Yeah, in a week or so.
You got it, Mike. I'll see you before that. Mike from La Casa Cigars, Tivoli Village, proud partner of our show. Remember, you take an offensive tackle in the second, third round. Don't give me any of this. He's ready to go. No, this is the NFL. A kid taken in the third round to play right tackle is not ready to play in the NFL. Right tackle in a division with Kansas City? You lost your mind? That's a developmental player. We got the 13th pick overall. Unless he's a superstar young quarterback like Jaden Daniels, pretty much anybody at 13, better be a starter. Okay? Tyree Wilson was drafted at 7. 7, I don't know if I can get him on the field to start this year, and he came on strong at the end of last year. That 13th pick, remember, because Michael Mayer's a starter, they drafted a starter. Dylan Parham, to Dave's credit, drafted a starter. Dylan Parham, left side of the line, Colt Miller, Dylan Parham, Andre James, I'm good with that. Those are your players. We need a right guard or competition there and a right tackle. They'll figure that out. They're going to get those players. They're going to be good players. But Mike from La Casa made a really good point. We got Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby, and Devontae Adams. Any scout can tell you they want to develop players. The guy I just talked to today, Max Crosby, made it clear. Made it clear to Antonio Pierce he wants to win. He ain't waiting around 3 or 4 years to develop a right tackle. Max Crosby wants to win, so let's get him some players in here. We can, and I think Tom Telesco's off to a good start. If you would have told me last Thursday and given me the list of the players that was signed and getting Wilkins and having Andre James here and getting Gardner Minshew as a bridge backup quarterback, I'm good with that. Let's get another player today or maybe a player tomorrow. And I think the Raiders will come out of free agency looking okay or above average because I got a starting stud, defensive tackle stud. We'll wrap it up on the other side if you want to get through. Q's coming up next, 702-365-9200 on the flagship of the Silver and Black, brought to you by La Casa Cigars. Our partners even call into the show. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome back to the JT The Brick Show, brought to you by PT's, the best happy hour in town, 5 to 7 p.m. and midnight to 2 a.m.
All right, JT, wrapping it up. Vinny Bonsignor just tweeted, and Vinny's all over what's happening with the Raiders. Vinny will join us tomorrow, as he always does. He comes on either Wednesday or Thursday. We got him tomorrow. He's just tweeted, still waiting on word whether Jimmy G is being designated as a post-June 1st transaction. If so, it will create $24 million in cap space. However, the $24 million will count against the Raiders' cap until June 1st. So the complexities of what's going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo, we know he's being released. Everybody's formally looking at the designation on what's happening with him. And the Las Vegas Raiders at their official team site says, we have released the following players. And as Vinny said, wait to see on the details on Jimmy. Jimmy Garoppolo, Brian Hoyer, Hunter Renfrow, and Jerry Tillery, as the Raiders just put that out. So we'll see what happens. We wish those players well. And, man, last year, today on my Facebook timeline, a year ago today, the Raiders put out a tweet, and it was on their Facebook page, right before Waller was let go to the Giants, and it had Devontae Waller, Hunter. It was incredible. Jimmy Garoppolo was all there, and they're pretty much all gone, other than Devontae. I put that out there, but I had to take it down because some imbecile Raider fans, and there aren't any, but a few on Twitter, basically said, how'd you leave Devontae? Why are you tweeting out Devontae's picture? The point was, before Waller was officially moved to the Giants, at one point you had Hunter, you had Waller, you had Devontae. I mean, the list was pretty incredible, and it came up on my timeline. Garoppolo, Josh Jacobs, Hunter, Darren Waller, and Devontae. The only one left is Devontae. But I couldn't tweet that out because people thought I was saying we're trading Devontae. Oh, Danny, give me a Modelo, please. Let me get out to Jorge in San Jose. Jorge, how are you?
Hey, JT. I'm doing well, man. Finally, a little bit of sunshine out here in the Bay Area. By the way, I just want to give you a shout-out for your live show yesterday. I thought it was one of the, a really, really great show, JT.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed listening to it there.
Appreciate it.
But, you know, want to pay my respects to Hunter Renfrow. That was my my wife's favorite player. Got her a Hunter Renfrow jersey.
Nice.
It was really, really exciting to see him in person and see him on TV. And so I wish him the best. I don't know if you're going to like this, but I'm also with getting an offensive lineman, JT. I think when I think quarterback is good. I think that we need somebody in addition to Minshew and O'Connell. And I think The reason why we're in this predicament, I believe, JT, is because our quarterback position was set back a year or two under the McDaniels regime. And it is what it is. But when you look at the offensive line historically for the Raiders, right? Art Shell, got Gene Upshaw, you got Steve Wisnowski, you got
I got it. I don't want to go through a list of it. You want an offensive lineman.
I want an offensive lineman, JT, because I want to score more than 20 points a game, and I need the Raiders to have a lot of security. If you're going to be a ground-and-pound team, if you're going to take a chance with Zamir White this year, you have to give them protection. You have to give the quarterback time and this scheme. So
I'm
rooting for them to charge it.
I'm up against it. I agree with you there, too, especially with just Zeus left at running back. You need an offensive line. Quickly, Dave, want to get you up here before the top of the hour, and Q comes on, and he's gone, and there you go. I am going to have a Modelo today, Danny. Great job, Danny, in for Bobby today. Golden Knights had a massive win. Free agency is underway. The official league year is underway. Q will have all the breaking news that is out there, and we'll see what happens. Oh, there's another deal. The Titans agreed to a deal with Mason Rudolph. One-year deal, $3.62 million. I thought there would have been a lot of more deals or a big one in the first hour of that show. Hopefully Q's got a couple hours to get another big deal, and maybe one will hit here with the Raiders. Again, thanks to Danny. Thanks to Max Crosby for joining us. If you missed that interview, I'm sure we'll put it out somewhere so you can find it. We'll get it out on Twitter, lvsportsnetwork.com. Go find it and check it out on my Facebook. Have a great rest of the day. Max Crosby Gala tomorrow. And then, tomorrow we're at the Thomas & Mack for San Diego State. Early in the day for UNLV. Big, big game. So come on out and support UNLV. Support the Rebels.